due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, Braun Strowman is cashing in his money.
Oh, my God.
Braun
Strowman is cashing in. Strowman's cashing in. We've got a second championship match.
Hey folks, this is Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 25th. Just one holiday today. It's Kiss and Makeup Day. And I'm guessing this is for the band Kiss. Kiss and Makeup Day.
Or you kiss and make up with somebody.
All you Kiss fans out there, you know, put your makeup on. You can be part of Kiss and Makeup Day. Happy belated 74th to Vincent Kennedy McMahon, which was yesterday. That's the closest birthday we have till today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. We want you to join us September 8th for UFC 228 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early, hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long at September 8th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 228. And I believe that's the day before football starts.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. So there, you take a little, have a little break there. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you want to join the Flower City Fear, the men's team in town, that's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, Flower, get it? You can find them on Facebook. Hey, I'm the Cash Man. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm here with Double D's in Studio B's. Danny, how's it going, buddy? DC.
Oh, good morning. Good to be back.
Yeah, it is good for you to be back. I missed you, man.
Well, you know, I am entitled to some time away every now and then.
You are. You were on assignment.
Yes.
And to your left, to our radio right, it's Danger Boy, the boy who grew up on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this is a great weekend because we've got SummerSlam. We have NXT from last weekend to talk about, but we've got a WWE live event tomorrow here in Rochester. That's right, the Blue Cross Arena. You guys didn't know about it. You missed the commercials every time Raw was on, I believe.
Or if you watch YouTube channels involved with wrestling, they would pop up on your spot.
Yeah, they were doing like ads and stuff. Yeah. So it is this week. It's tomorrow night. It's weird. It's a 7 o'clock Sunday night show.
They used to do matinee shows for Sundays.
I was surprised it wasn't a matinee. It really surprised me because
I'm glad it's not because the Bills play at 4.
Yeah, so you can watch the Bills game and then you can hop down, watch Roman Reigns tagging with Seth Rollins, new heavyweight Raw heavyweight champion Roman Reigns,
and new
Intercontinental
IC champion.
Yeah, we've got two belts coming in, and they're going to be taking on the two guys. One of the Dolph Ziggler, as well as
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre, which we get to see now. He's here in October with NXT. Now he's back here with the Raw brand live event. So very cool. Lots of cool things going on. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Where do we start from last week? How about NXT? You want to talk a little bit about NXT?
Awesome. Good. That's fresh in my head. I was catching up on all my wrestling, and I actually just watched that last night.
Oh, my gosh. What a great show that was.
Yeah.
From start to finish, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, we're repeating ourselves, though. It's not like it's anything new.
No.
Anytime NXT puts on a show, it's phenomenal.
It is a little new. It's been a while since the tag team match was probably the best actual match on the show. And Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era was awesome.
Well, I mean, come on. What about Velveteen Dream and EC3?
That was actually, I think that was my least favorite match on the entire show.
Are you kidding? Because I liked that. I enjoyed that.
I didn't say I didn't like it. Yeah. I think it was my least favorite match on the entire show.
Ah.
Out of the five, I think it comes in fifth.
Okay. Okay. So you like the Kari Sane over the win, the title win there?
Yeah, it told a great story.
And I gotta say, Kari Sane just got pummeled for the entire match,
and then snapped.
And then just showed you how she beat this lady once before. You know, kind of doing she's modeled after the Macho Man's elbow drop she does.
Yeah,
yeah, because she hits it perfect every time. So, yeah, and I mean. And the main event, Ciampa versus Johnny Wrestling there. I mean, the only problem I had with that match, and I loved it, but there was that one point at the end where it seemed like they were unsure what to do, to finish the match. Because you could see Gargano standing there, and he's just like waiting for the crowd to react. And the crowd kind of got killed because they were so close to the Titantron that nobody could see what they were doing over there. Did you feel that at all? Because the crowd really got quiet at that point, and it's like... I think they had they called a audible and did something a little bit different, but
from what I gather, everything went 100% as planned.
Oh, that's how it was supposed to go. Interesting, because
Triple H came out afterwards and said that Gargano really blew out his knee.
Well, did you? Yeah, of course. Then he wrestled.
Tapings.
Yeah. So, but let me just say, it just seemed like was it me or like it slowed down there at the very end when they were setting up the final spot.
You can only do so much.
I know.
You had to get up to that area.
Yeah, I know. And they had the handcuffs, get up to the area. But,
I'll say the tag match was the best match. The move of the night was the springboard moonsault into the super kick.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That was ridiculous.
Adam Page. Oh, my gosh. That was great.
Adam Cole,
I'm
baby.
I'm sorry, Adam Cole. Adam Page is the guy.
He's the hangman.
Yeah. He's the ROH dude. But nevertheless, the timing to kick someone in the head as they're flying over you. Unbelievable.
I was going to say, second runner-up for Spot of the Night has to go to Velveteen Dream for the Dream Valley Driver into the elbow drop on the on the apron.
Oh, yeah. That was. Oh, my gosh. It was just a fun night. And, it topped anything the next night, pretty much.
There's a couple matches that could have competed. Dolph and Seth Rollins is really good.
Yeah, you start with that one, of course.
And Joe and AJ.
Yeah. I will say this. I think... For every dual weekend we've had with NXT running up against WWE, I think this is maybe the best the main roster has done.
Yeah.
In totally not getting blown out of the water by NXT.
And they actually did some stuff on the show that didn't make it drag and had some quick matches laced in between.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want 10 matches on my main card of a pay-per-view, but if you're going to, you have to sacrifice some time for some people. And unfortunately, Kevin Owens is one of them.
Yeah.
But thankfully... Baron Corbin was another, and they just ran through a couple matches that needed to be run through.
And I thought the Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey could have finished any time within a couple minutes of the start of the match because, they were making their way towards that point.
But there was no need for it to go any longer than it did, and the fact they played on her double jointness is fantastic. That made Ronda look amazing that she actually ripped her arm out of socket because she can pop her arm out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bending your elbow backwards a little bit.
Well, she's double jointed, so she can pop it out a lot more.
Oh, so she'll be a constant opponent of Ronda.
Until she turns face.
222-1280, star 1280, we got Grant from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
What are you calling
first
for?
I got to tell you, man, I watched SummerSlam, the very first match right out of the gate was the best match of the night. And you know what? The crowd was on their feet, and they knew it. You guys knew it. Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins, they all put on a hell of a match. That was a great match from start to finish, and it was an amazing performance, and that made the night for me.
Cool.
Unfortunately, my man Dolph Ziggler lost, but you know what? That's how the game goes these days. It seems like the belt just seems to wander around aimlessly, and it doesn't have as much prestige as it used to when we were growing up, but that's just the way the game is. you know?
No, I don't know. But, listen, I think you can make a belt prestigious if you have a series of matches with the two guys who can, like, burn the house down, you know? And I think those guys...
Those are the guys.
Yeah, those, exactly. And I think it didn't hurt the belt whatsoever. I think now they got to do something where they do, you know, open challenge or something to keep it going. But, I mean, if it's done, I don't even know if it's done or not. I'm not sure where exactly they're going to go from here with both those guys.
Then, you know what? Then give Dolph the money that he's asking for a contract, or give him whatever time off he needs for his contract to make it happen, because those are the kind of matches that I want to see on television, and I, that's what I pay the network for, you know?
Sure.
All those fill-in matches that happened that were only a couple of minutes, you know, that was crazy, exactly what you guys were talking about. But when I see that kind of match, and that blew me away, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we all met Dolph Ziggler. He's a freak. He's a great guy.
I'd have him. I'd have him sign my badge if I was a cop.
I would too. You know that would be amazing. But needless to say, you know, I want to see more of that. And just going on bouncing off of that, I know you guys know what some of the match card matches are for the for tomorrow. Are you guys going to run that through the show today, or
I don't
look into that?
I think we only know one match, and that's the one that they put on the commercial. They usually make those things. You can look at like the day before. You can look at the couple days before and see what they're doing on tour. But I think, I mean, we're going to definitely get the main event of two guys.
I heard of the commercial. I heard something about a tag team match involving Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, no, it's Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns versus Dolph Ziggler and
Drew McIntyre.
Which,
so to me, is that a warm up for what's going to happen on Monday night?
No, I think it has nothing to do with it. I think, you know, I mean, because we've seen stuff where, I mean, a lot of times before a pay per view, they'll kind of try some stuff out if you get a live event before a pay per view, but. I think they're getting scripts still while they're here. They're probably getting, you know, sent to their phones or something, or faxed to them. So I don't think this has anything to do with it. But I will say one thing. This will be an entertaining show. They're going to put on a good show. You know what? A live event is 100 times better than a TV show. And why I say that is because you don't get a lot of downtime. You don't get a lot of backstage videos. It's all pretty much they come out and wrestle. The next people come out and wrestle. The next people come out and wrestle. Maybe you get a minute of them, like, you know, throwing T-shirts in the crowd.
Someone calls you fat boy.
Yeah, a Big Show comes up and starts sticking his finger in your face or something like that. But, I mean, in reality, it's a lot more fun. I like TV shows. But a lot of people want to get on TV. I don't really care. I'm a guy on radio. I've got a face made for radio. I don't need to be on TV. But, you know, I enjoy much more when they pace the show correctly and we don't get this time where the lights go out for like 3 minutes while they're, or 4 minutes while they're in a commercial break.
It seems like there's a lot more interaction with house shows.
Yeah, it's true. The wrestlers do work the crowd more and they can actually do some old school style wrestling too. So we'll get some good stuff here tomorrow. You know, definitely tickets are still available, folks. So.
And maybe there won't be as many conspiracies like, our friend, the tall Geddy Lee guy.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be. Have you ever seen the tall Geddy Lee guy in the front row
with his mom
next to him? It's either him or the guy with the red cap on in the.
Anybody out there listening in the audience, you look at any pay per view or any Monday Night Raw, you look for the tall Geddy Lee guy. You cannot miss him, and he's in the front row at every event. I don't know where they get these guys, but they're always there taking up seats.
Hey, I gotta tell you, man, Grant, some people are like millionaires, want a tour with a WWE. You get these guys who like just love going from show to show to show. Maybe someone who like won the lottery or something, you know?
I will say this though, and only a handful of people are going to get this reference, but for me that's worth it. Whenever I see that guy and his mom in the front row, all I can think of is that she looks like the Penguin's mother from Gotham.
Grant, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. We'll see you there tomorrow. We got 222-1280 starts over. We're going to take one more call before we get a quick break, because we're going to have Luke Harper on in the next segment. Luke Harper was up with Brother Weeze the other day, and they invited me to come and hang out, and so I'm going to rerun that interview. But we're going to go to Rick from Rochester before we go to break. Rick, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? Hey, I thought it was going to be Strowman and Reigns.
What's that? In Rochester?
Now you guys are hollering at the tag team?
Yeah. I mean, unless they change the tag team, it's supposed to be a tag team, and I heard
they've been advertising.
Yeah, they've been advertising, but you know what? Listen, Ambrose is back now. So it could be, maybe we'll see the Shield in Rochester.
hopefully.
Yeah, think about it. I don't know how long the Shield's going to be around for, and we want to talk.
Supposedly long term.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, no. That means.
Supposedly they're going to have the run they were supposed to have before everyone got the mumps or broke their.
Really?
Tricep.
Oh, see, he was supposed to have that one last year that, yeah, when Ambrose got hurt. So.
Yeah, so right now the only matches announced on the website are Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, and then Rollins and Ambrose versus Ziggler and McIntyre.
Okay, so that's it.
But so Lashley's Michael Bliss.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if Ronda's going to be here. I know Ronda. People were complaining. Oh, Ronda doesn't
talk about that after.
People were complaining that Ronda doesn't do house shows. But if you follow Ronda on like Instagram, she's been doing house shows. Okay,
yes.
Folks. She may be here tomorrow. If she's here tomorrow, I'm going to get there a little bit early. Maybe I can talk to her out back or something. I'd love to talk. You know, get a few words in with Ronda without someone interfering. But
I was on her Instagram page yesterday, a couple days ago. She was. Just like out back, like feeding our chickens or something.
Yeah, she's got like a whole zoo, and they live in Hawaii, I believe. So she has alpacas and goats and all sorts of things.
I hope she doesn't live in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think
they're
she's
getting a hurricane.
Yeah, well, maybe it's California, but that's where her husband is from, Hawaii.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I was just you kind of stole my thunder. I was just gonna say it would just do a big disservice to have her not travel on the road. Obviously, she's got other commitments.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's got
one household.
Man, what is going on with these phones today? Rick, man, your phone is all messed up, man. We're going to go to break on that. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, she should be here. I don't think she will be just because she got a movie that came out last week. And that's why she took some time off of TV when she was suspended for 2 weeks or whatever it was. She couldn't have contact. She just showed up for Raw. But who knows? We'll see. I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow night, folks. You can still get tickets at that, though. We're not giving any away today. We've already given away all the tickets we possibly can. But we're going to go to break, come back. We're going to have Mr. Luke Harper, former tag champ. In fact, we talked to him 2 days after he lost the title here on Fox Sports 1280.
Without my vision and my business prowess, Ronda Rousey wouldn't be here in WWE.
The Statue of Liberty says, give me your time. You're poor. Your heart of masses yearning to be free. And now that I've disposed of the Clown Jeff Hardy and retained my championship at SummerSlam, I deserve recognition as the hero to America that I truly am. Welcome, the United States of Knock America.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. You may not be hearing this music for a long time. Eric Rowan tore his bicep Sunday. At the SummerSlam pay-per-view.
I give him props for that match on Tuesday then, because that was insane.
But and we found that out after talking with Mr. Luke Harper. Luke Harper was up for the Wii show. I got to come up and hang out with him, and we're going to play that interview right now and then come back and talk some more. Talk a little bit. Well, we got at least another, till the end of the hour to talk wrestling. But here is Luke Harper on Brother Wii's.
What do you think it is?
I think it's his entrance.
It's the entrance theme of the Bludgeon Brothers.
What is the piece?
It's by a group called the CFOs. It's just called Brotherhood.
Harper is in the studio. John Huber,
yep,
from McQuaid High School. Now Harper, Luke Harper. How'd you pick the tune?
I don't have any choice in that.
Really? They do everything for you?
Yeah, when we started, they came out and they said, hey, we have a couple of options for you guys. They said, here's the first one. They played that. We said, we love it.
So that's it now forever?
Well, my partner just got hurt, so who knows what's going to happen.
So the other thing...
I didn't tell Wheeze about Tuesday.
Oh.
But Wheeze, unfortunately...
Well, don't spoil it for Wheeze. He DVR'd it.
Okay, all right. Well...
Unfortunately, Weez, Harper on Tuesday lost the tag team titles, which means in this room right now we're down to just one tag team champion. If you, so.
And that's Paul.
two days ago.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
But did you say that his partner got injured?
Yeah, Sunday, yeah.
Wait a minute.
So Sunday was SummerSlam. Let me shut up. John, go
ahead. We had a match Sunday against the New Day for the tag team titles, which my partner got injured in, tore his bicep right in half. Ended up getting disqualified that match, so we kept the tag team titles. We had a rematch on Tuesday in a no disqualification.
But your guy was hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
did he wrestle?
Oh, he did, and probably had one of his best matches of his life.
Really?
Oh yeah, arm taped up, no problem.
But you lost.
We did.
How did that happen?
He got put through a wall. I got put through a table, and
you would almost think that it was predetermined.
Right.
I mean, do you want me to stay or do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Those two giant hammers came into play, right?
They did. Hit me in the gut.
I have been to several wrestling matches, and it is no joke. I've said these guys are yes. Yeah.
So in studio, not only Luke Harper or Harper, two, maybe three humongous. You know, it seems to me, to be honest with you, that anybody that likes wrestling at all loves it. There is no...
There's no in between.
That's what I find.
You either hate it or love it.
Because that's... I mean, I don't hate it. I just ignore it. Right. I don't mean to
Well,
be...
you're a bit more open-minded than most people in the world.
I am open-minded because if I see something, at least I can see... We were arguing off the air that according to Paulie, I don't believe them. They say that DeTullio doesn't believe these guys are athletes, and I don't believe that.
It might be part of his gimmick to say... You know, we're not athletes, but I think deep down he must believe, like you said, he has to.
But in the studio, not only is the two wrestling aficionados, Billy Diatore and Paulie Googs, but Cashman Jones, who for a year, how many years the show?
It'll be 20 in November.
Come on.
It'll be 20
years of a wrestling on the radio show called
The Pain Clinic.
And was it started by Sam?
It was Soccer Sam, the Cash Man, Richie Rich, and a guy named Mad Dog Bobby Rogers were the three guys you started it.
In 20 years, you got, what is it, a half hour?
It's an hour. It's 10 to 11. It's been 10 to 11, you know, pretty much the whole time.
Paul, are you a fan?
I've been on it before, actually.
Excuse me.
He co-hosted it with me a couple weeks ago when he was out at, was it Fair
Spencer Park? Canal Days.
Spencer Park Canal Days. He was on remote.
How many times has Brother Harper been on?
As Luke Harper once, and that was only back in March. So
that's right. Thanks to here.
Was that when they were at the War Memorial?
No, he was in town right before WrestleMania. Remember when he was up here last time?
Oh yeah, but
you weren't here.
I was in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
So I did not see the brother in person. I saw him on a big screen. Though looked like the same guy.
Definitely
looked like the same dude. Yeah. So I have to bring up this one. I've been saving this story for you.
Oh boy!
No, it's nothing. Have you heard of? Let me just test you, like I test my buddy Johnny. Have you ever heard of a dude named Kevin Bean?
No.
See, you're supposed to know this.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Okay. It's minor league. You know, like Paulie's big time wrestler.
Yeah.
Same level.
I've wrestled for that promotion that he's a tag team champion.
IWF.
There you go. This
it was
guy,
way better
Billy's
when I
looking,
did. Though.
Billy, you don't know Kevin Bean.
No, I have a Twitter friend named Kevin Bean, but I don't think it's the same one.
Is he a wrestler?
Not that I know of.
This one's a wrestler.
I know a lot of the smaller
This is.
Guys.
I'll tell you, wait, let me find the league. Superintendent, the teacher, he was in a league, veteran teacher from Boy, he was discovered. Didn't say the name. Just said part-time. But anyway, he's a wrestler, and it's made national news. He was a Nazi.
Oh, great.
You heard about him, right?
I remember that, yes.
This just was recently. So he's a Nazi. His wrestling name is Blitzkrieg, the German juggernaut. So here's the dude. He's a school teacher. He's a Nazi wrestler.
He's a school teacher.
In real life.
Oh, good. Wow.
But he's also a wrestler.
He's also a genius.
And he's a wrestler. Well, yeah, he come up with Blitzkrieg, the German juggernaut Nazi. Now, there's videos, so the guy, long story short, he got suspended from teaching.
That's odd.
Well, it's stupid. It's stupid, but this story that I have in my hand is they finally came to their senses and reinstated his teacher credentials. But for crying out loud, it's a show, and who was the Iron Sheik?
The Iron Sheik.
Was that a bad guy?
Yeah, he was a bad guy for a long time.
But he was like an Iranian.
He was a real Iranian, yep.
So if he could be an Iranian, why can't a guy be a Nazi? He's a bad guy. Yeah. The good guy's no good?
It's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
You lost me there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm missing it.
There's a pro-Trump guy who wrestles, too, who carries a flag around.
You would think.
United We Stand or whatever the heck, you know, that's Trump's fun. Views, you know. And if he gets booed constantly, you know.
That I'm okay with. The Nazi thing, maybe not so much.
I don't understand you guys. You got good guys and bad guys. You can make movies about Nazis, I like to call them, because Mel Brooks did. But you can make movies about Nazis.
Hogan's Heroes did, okay?
They're the bad guys. So this guy with great idea in my book.
I mean, I see where you're coming from, but maybe Nazis a little too far for the show.
Okay. Look, you're a pro, and you're in it, and you're in the WWE, which is absolute. And, you know, the best evidence that it's too far is that there's never been one.
Oh, there will never be one in WWE.
Well, there you go. That's
publicly traded company. I don't think they're flying with that.
Yeah. So what's the worst villain? You know what is his act? Was it the Iranian guy?
Nowadays, I don't know. I mean, through time, there's been a lot of questionable characters, but I mean, as time has gone on, it's gotten a bit lighter.
Little tamer.
Yes.
What do you got, Billy?
I remember when they turned Sergeant Slaughter into an Iraqi sympathizer during the Iraq war.
During the war.
Kidding,
during the war.
Wow. Hey, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Do we have him up here?
Not Sergeant Slaughter, no.
Who we have?
The dude with Shawn the vitamins. Michaels.
The dude with the vitamins.
The vitamins.
You remember the guy came up? He was they had a bunch of vitamins they were selling. Famous wrestler.
I don't remember.
Dudley, not the Dudleys. They never
old guy.
No, they don't use vitamins.
The Dudleys were my boys, right?
The Dudleys were great.
I love the Dudleys. I went to see them.
Yeah. Wade Barrett up here. I wasn't him.
No, yeah. It's a famous dude I heard of. I'll text the girl that brought him. Okay. Definitely a famous dude.
I don't remember a guy selling vitamins. Oh, I do remember.
Who is it?
It was Nikita Koloff.
You got it. Russian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he was in town here to do a seminar to sell vitamins. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was a bad guy, right?
He was a bad for years.
So I was looking up at the TV. We have the best of Harper up on the TV. And I'm going to guess, it appears from my short glances, because it's behind me, that you were the bad guy in the ones I was looking at.
Usually, yes, I am always the bad guy.
Oh, you've always been?
Not always. Last year, for an extended amount of time, I was a good guy.
You were the good guy when you were here.
Yes, I mean, in Rochester, I tend to be a good guy.
How do you guys handle that when you know, you're supposed to be a bad guy, but you're in Rochester. Everyone knows you're going to be the good guy because you're home.
Right.
Do they just tell you, hey, man, it's one night, just go own it? Or do you still got to try and be a bad guy?
Well, was it last year? 2 years ago?
I was
actually a good guy at the time.
Oh.
2 years ago, I was a bad guy against Dolph, but, I mean, we just kind of handled it with getting reactions where we can get reactions.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'll take any reaction I can get, good or bad.
Well, on a house show, it's a little different, too, right? Because you can just kind of
more freedom.
How old were you when you got into this wrestling?
I was 21 when I got into it.
Nice.
Because if my kid came to me and said, I'm going to go wrestle for a living, I don't think I'd be happy. Yours turned out pretty good.
My mom absolutely despised it until I bought a house here. And then she's like, I don't think she finally comprehended that, they pay you for this.
Right. That's right.
But until then, she wasn't a huge fan. And she came to a match on the Independence one time where I was bleeding, got hit with chairs, and she left mid-match. And then that was kind of the end of it for a while until I bought a house.
Yeah, that's right. So Sunday night, WWE is at the Blue Cross Arena.
They are.
This won't include you, though, right?
No, I will not be there. I'll be in St. John's, New Brunswick, Canada, unfortunately. different brands, and I tried to get on the show, and it didn't work.
Oh, there's wrestling here.
Sunday night at the arena. It's not a televised event, but it's a, as they call it, a house show.
A live event.
We don't use the term house show anymore.
What'd you call it?
Live event.
I don't get it.
Because it's a house show. That's what it is. It should be.
They don't use the term house show anymore.
No, they've got a lot of their live events.
You guys are so weird with your stupid little words there. Because he's going, a live show, making air quotes. I mean, it's live. What's the joke?
Is this the B team? Is that what it is? Like, these are the...
No, it's just a different brand. Yeah. It's Raw. So they tape TV on Monday nights and they tour, separately than the crew that tapes TV on Tuesday nights, which is me.
But this is WWE. Yeah.
It is.
It's a little bit scaled down than you get for TV, too. You don't get, like, the giant Titantron and you'd explosions. Oh, or it's right. Just, but, you know, you also get better matches, and I think a lot of times the people work to the crowd more than they do when TV's on, you know?
Well, here's the other thing. I had a question for Brother Harper. You said about the bad guy and the good guy, and he's saying, do they say just don't?
Right.
How, if I went to a wrestling match, which I did, how am I supposed to know who's the bad guy? How do you let me know that?
That's up to you to decide. But I mean, I would think, hopefully, if I was to be the bad guy that night, that by my actions and mannerisms, that you would not like me.
I gotta go. I gotta check
that crowd.
But I'll also, like, if you decided to like me, that's A-okay.
I gotta figure I wouldn't be the only one. There must be a part of the audience that likes the bad guys.
Oh, a huge. I mean, not a majority, but
I'm guilty.
It's a it's become a thing here lately.
Who sells more merch, the bad guys or the good guys?
The good guys, because kids will buy it and the parents will buy it for the kids. Mm-hmm. So the good guys inherently do better and make more money.
May I ask one current event WWE question of Harper? Would you mind?
Nope.
Is that okay? with Rowan being injured and the Bludgeon Brothers losing the tag team title, look, on SummerSlam, man, you've obviously slimmed down a little. You're fast. On TV, you look fast. And you're big and fast. Mm-hmm. And that makes you awesome, as far as I would imagine what your bosses are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance we see Harper go on a little solo tour here?
Well, if I don't, then you just won't see me for the next months. So hopefully that is what is in the plans. Again, not my decision.
Yeah.
Above my pay grade. What I do is I make myself available and make myself wanted by them.
Yeah.
And if I can do that, then I've succeeded.
Do you get the opportunity to go in front of them and say, put me in, coach?
Or absolutely. I can go see Vince McMahon anytime I want and tell him that.
Is he an intimidating guy to talk to?
Yes, but also a human. So we're both humans.
Yeah.
Paulie, when I was at the War Memorial.
Yes, that was something called SmackDown.
In the front row.
He was in the front row. On his phone most of the time.
I was going to say, what's funny is Weez was in the front row, but he has to ask questions about what happened.
Well, that's true.
Because he was on his phone.
That's
so
what
much.
I was getting ready to ask. When Brother Huber was up there, when Harper was in the ring, was it a tag team?
It was the first match of the night. It wasn't televised.
Yes.
It was a multiple, right? 4-on-4?
It was. And at the time, I was not really...
4-on-4?
I wasn't really on TV at the time. Not really figured into the plans. But I was doing dark matches, as they call it, before the TV taping.
Oh, dark implying it's not on TV.
Not on TV.
I'll be honest with you. Right now, this last 60 seconds, the way I broadcast, if I had a buddy in here, let's say, that was whatever he does... I play it up. I leave out the negatives. We went right to, he was up there. Wasn't on TV, though. God damn it. He wasn't good enough for the goddamn TV. You don't tell that stuff. Brother was up there. I was in my seat in the front row. I saw his big head. But I did forget there were more, because I only looked up when he was on.
Yeah. For me personally, it's kind of a chip on my shoulder that I wasn't on TV then. Yeah.
How's that?
Well, it was in my hometown, not on TV, and that pissed me off.
And he got the biggest pop of the night. The crowd was the loudest for that match the whole night.
So I like to mention it to remind them that I wasn't on TV. They should have put me on TV.
Yes.
Bro, you know something? You should be you're wacky. I don't understand a goddamn word you're saying. I don't get you. You basically said he's proud of the fact you were on?
No, pissed.
Pissed.
Oh, chip on the shoulder.
I like to remind people that actual match was not televised. I got a great reaction in my hometown that they could have utilized it on TV that evening.
You should show them that. But to me, when a brother would say, I got a chip on my shoulder, that means it's something they're proud to talk about.
Well, to me,
it means
what?
A chip on your shoulder is usually not a positive thing.
I thought it was.
Within the last 24 hours, he was stoned.
Poker chips either.
What did he say? I didn't hear.
So the past 24 hours, he was also stoned. So,
but out of his mind.
That's okay.
Chip on the shoulder, though. It's only negative when you say that douchebag's got a chip on his shoulder. If a dude says he's got a guy claims a chip, He's talking. He's got some good stuff.
See, I always thought the chip was something that I was holding on to that made me angry.
All right. Well, you are. It is what you wanted to be.
Should we call Diane real quick?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Billy,
do you have the number?
Out.
Billy, you got. You don't have it.
No.
Hey.
Well, look it up real quick.
Oh, yeah, she was at the thing. Well, they only
you got the loudest crowd approval that night. I mean, honestly, I was there for the whole show. I was a seat filler.
One of my career highlights, my wife and son was in the front row. I was able to blow them a kiss mid-match, it was actually one of the best nights of my life.
It was awesome. It really was.
But again, that should have been on TV. And
now, do people believe your son? Because my son, Aiden, had a kid in his class who claimed his dad was a WWE wrestler. And everyone's like, yeah, sure he is. And he wasn't, of course. But when he says it, do people actually believe him?
My son now, I don't know if they believe him, but he will go around and he'll tell me, he goes, hey, Dad, I was talking to this person. They're a wrestling fan, but I didn't tell them that I'm your son. So he thinks it's a thing now to not tell people.
Because I know you get recognized a lot by adults, right? But when you notice a little kid, when you're not Harper, you're John, mm-hmm. and you're at an Amherst game or Wegmans or something, and you notice like an 8-year-old mm-hmm. looking at you, go, and you can tell when they're looking at you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you go over every time, give them a little high five and say, buddy?
Yeah, kids always get my attention.
Yeah, right.
We were just at Cedar Point a little while ago and took a lot of pictures with a lot of kids, and I'm okay with kids. Adults, on the other hand, sometimes not so much.
The ones that track you guys down at the airport, that embarrasses me as a fan. I'm embarrassed by those
people. I just don't understand it. So I just went and saw the Foo Fighters, which is my favorite band of all time.
We got
backstage. We were with them. Yeah, we talked to them. And I would not ask them for pictures because mm-hmm. I don't want to bother them.
Right.
So I don't understand the people waiting at airports, and I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, you are in definitely a unique position. You could be what you want. Well, not you, but anybody else that became like an NHL star. Mm-hmm. Not very recognizable mm-hmm. necessarily, but you, because you're not a normal looking dude.
Right.
No one, anybody who's ever seen you or is a fan of you will never not see you in public.
Right. Cannot be missed. With this beard and being this tall, I can't really just put a hat on and say, oh, that's not me.
I see if I got a t-shirt that fits this dude over here.
Get him one.
That's a big, big dude. Come on.
All right. Well, that was Luke Harper just a couple days ago in the Brother Wee show over on 95.1. And Cash was there just a little bit. I'm talking about myself in third person. It's kind of weird. But, hey, we're going to go to break right now, come back, and I'll talk some news and some stuff. And, you know, we've got some solutions now about Daniel Bryan. You know, he will not be going anyplace as far as we know. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I was able to close my eyes and really feel that. Like, really feel that in a way that I've never felt it before. 2 nights ago at SummerSlam, something happened. And now I have a family to think about. So I'm going to make this really short. It is with heavy heart. And the utmost sadness is with a heavy heart. The utmost sadness that I officially announce my retirement of ever facing Daniel Bryan again.
Oh, thank God.
There's the punchline. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, 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 all you want.
This is like going to a Harlem Globetrotters game watching both teams be the Washington Generals.
Steph, I am not here to break their arms. Only those who deserve it. I deserve to be standing here as a woman's champion. And since that moment was stolen from me, Charlotte Flair deserved the beating that I gave her.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And I got to tell you something. You know, Harper said he doesn't like to get pictures with people and stuff, you know, for himself. Right after we got done talking with him, we got in a picture with him. Hey, I have no I have no mercy.
No shame?
No shame, no mercy. Nothing. Welcome back to the show. We are here to talk pro wrestling real quick. I'm going to do some news real quick. It looks like Lesnar is out of WWE after that meeting they had before the pay-per-view. He's going to be now facing Daniel Cormier in 2019 for the UFC heavyweight and light heavyweight championships.
Oh, he's only fighting for one of them.
Only one of them. Probably.
I don't think he's getting down to 205.
Yeah, he's not going to be a 205 guy. So, but that so now we know, you know, I mean, Heyman lost his client. And so who knows where Heyman will go now. I'm guessing he'll pick somebody else. He's done it before. I mean, you know, he's had other.
Unfortunately.
He's had other clients, but we. Some other news that came out this past week, Alexa Bliss is taking on Trish Stratus for the WWE Evolution pay-per-view. Got, what do you think about that? Any thoughts floating around about Trish Stratus coming back for a one-offer in October?
Well, I'm not surprised, especially seeing as she's on the poster and Lita's on the poster, and there's gonna be a few, I mean, they want to have 50 women on this show. They don't have 50 women under contract, I don't believe, so they're gonna have some one-offs and some of these older people coming back. I think the Bella Twins are still lost from SummerSlam. When they showed up and then they just kind of stayed all week.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is going on? They came out and stood around the ring when Ronda was called out by Stephanie.
I was going to say, I'm okay with Trish and Bliss. I'm not okay with the other rumored match.
And the other one is...
Rousey versus Nikki Bella?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's...
If that match is more than 3 seconds, they did it wrong.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a good question. You know, it's going to be a... you know, I think that's why we're going to have the Bellas forced down our throat for a little bit. You know, we've got a while. It's not till the end of October. In fact, the date is October 28th. They're going to be in Nassau Coliseum. Tickets are going to be going on sale very soon if they aren't already for the show. I figure they would be since we're almost in September. But, yeah, I mean, Michelle McCool's going to be there. Yeah, you said Lita. Asuka's going to be taking on Lita. That ought to be interesting.
Well, that's the rumor that hasn't been announced.
That's been the rumor, but I'm guessing that probably is where we're going. You know, and they said that they're going to have the NXT title, women's title defended on there, as well as the NXT UK women's title.
Which are just starting very shortly.
I was going to say, they don't even have that yet, do they?
No, they're doing a tournament coming up here soon with tapings.
And they're going to have the finals of the Mae Young Classic is going to be at this pay-per-view, yes. Too. So we know that it was recorded a couple weeks ago, and we know who it's down to. If you know, you just got to look around, and you can find who it is. But... interesting, you know.
I think some more interesting news came out yesterday that we didn't know about that kind of sprung up out of nowhere because out of sight, out of mind type deal is that Neville's no longer under contract.
Oh, I wanted to tease it before going to break.
Oh, well. No, we're hitting it now.
Okay, yeah, Neville.
Do it live.
We'll say do it live. Yeah, okay, no takes. Okay, so Neville is no longer under contract WWE, and the question about that is next weekend there's this thing called All in Chicago, and Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks have been tweeting about Neville this past week. I don't know if you followed
it. They've teased it.
Yeah, they certainly have teased it. So, you know, I mean, when's the last time we saw Neville? Think about it.
October last year?
It's been a long time. It wasn't because of an injury, was it?
No, he walked out because he got sick of losing with Enzo.
Yeah, oh man. Now where's Enzo? Isn't that like just a lost cause that he left because of that? And look what happened to Enzo quickly after that. Oh, poor Neville. He didn't want to drop the title to him. I think that's what it was.
Well, I think he was fine dropping the title. He's just sick of doing the matches and killing his character that he built up so hard for stupid Enzo.
Yeah. Real one? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. We're going to go to break because we got a little bit long segment there with Mr. Luke Harper. Come back on the flip side. We've got some more news, a lot of news actually, with something about Heyman. Also, some of the proposed matches now for the Melbourne Super Showdown that's going to be taking October 6th. Yeah?
And when we come back, can we talk about the biggest mistake WWE made this week?
Let's do that. And 222-1280, star 1280 if you want to call us, or text us at that number. We'll be back right after this.
I don't know what anybody is doing in Brooklyn. I, of course, have a very specific mission this evening, Mr. General, the manager. My client, Brock Lesnar, would like to invoke his contractually obligated clause.
Are you kidding me? A rematch?
Like I said last night, I refuse to cash in from behind. I'm the monster among men, and I do things face to face. That's why I'm standing here right now, telling you your face. Good luck tonight.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm Cashman with Danger Boy, DC Dan Call. Something funny going on there.
Yeah, it might not be appropriate for air, so we'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Okay. So some other news before, let's see, Glow got re-upped for another season on Netflix, and let's talk a little bit about the biggest mistake the WWE made this past week. And listen, Luke Harper's on the show, so you know they're listening to this one. Let them know.
Oh, hey, I'm not the only one.
No, that's okay.
91% of WWE agrees. WWE Universe.
Yeah, the whole handling of the Charlotte and Becky Lynch just scenario that's going on. The crowd is so entirely behind Becky Lynch, but they're choosing to ignore that fact. It just makes no sense to me. I was talking to Danger, you know, before you got here, before we went on the air. If they're not careful, I could conceivably see them turning Charlotte into the female Roman Reigns.
Oh, no.
Where, because of no fault of her own,
nope,
people are going to start to hate her.
Yep.
And that's not what they want. Unless, now, hey, maybe within the next month to 2 months, maybe they pull a double switch. And Charlotte does go heel. And because the attitude that Becky has, that's fine. She can do that and not be a heel. But when you have the crowd 100% behind her, but then you're feeding her lines saying that how she doesn't care about them and they've never been behind her. Come on. Watch your product. Know your audience.
Yeah, you just can't. I know Charlotte had surgery and she came back from it, and that's kind of why she was out for a while. But inserting her into that, they kind of had a late start, I think, on that women's build-up for SmackDown, too. I mean, I thought it was kind of late. But now, listen, next week we get Carmella versus Charlotte for her rematch for the title. I'm sure Becky's going to have something to do with that. But, I agree. And it's like,
I've never wanted Carmella to win so much in my life.
Yeah, that's a sad saw, sad words coming out of your mouth, man.
I know.
It's Carmella. You know,
that was probably Carmella's best match ever this past week, though.
It was pretty good, but she got eliminated from it for a while, and then the best stuff was going on when she wasn't involved. So, but, we were all waiting for, to come out again.
Ellsworth.
Oh, God, Ellsworth. No, and thank goodness it didn't happen. But, hey, by the way, I wanted to thank everybody who came out to Salvatore's last weekend for the pay-per-view. We're going to be doing another pay-per-view in November for our 20th anniversary. So we're going to have some sort of party. You know, I was thinking maybe we should book a wrestler to come hang out with us. I bet you people would come and hang out then. You know, who might be available?
Not the Nasty Boys.
Not the Nasty Boys?
They'd come hang out.
We know people. Yeah, we need a name to draw people out there to come out and hang out with us and celebrate our 20th birthday. Thinking about it. So it's like,
It would be the second. We should get a Hall of Famer, so we can say it's the second Hall of Famer we had show up.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Was that Survivor Series 2?
Yeah, it was. Let's brainstorm on that one later.
Well, we can't get him back.
Yeah, no. Ooh. Ooh, you went there. So, we got that coming up. I want to thank everybody for coming out, and we'll be there again, like I said, in November for Survivor Series. It'll be our big party. We're going to have a party. We're going to party like rock stars that night, or at least have a good time and watch a pay-per-view. So some other news. Let's see. Yeah, we already went through the Melbourne setup. You got The Undertaker and Triple H, though. Triple H won't fight him because...
His whole promo was, I'm not going to fight him, and then I'm going to fight him so we can bring back the old times.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to fight him because we already did it a couple, like, 4 or 5
several years ago.
Yeah. But one thing, I didn't really get to talk much. Daniel Bryan, I mean, obviously he signed a contract, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's obviously staying. Obviously, we've got a mixed tag team at Hell in the Cell coming up. But what do you think about the Shield reunion? How do you feel about how that came off? Did they come off as the bad guys with Braun Strowman being the super good guy there?
That's how it played off to me, but that's not how they're playing it off normally, I guess. I don't know. They still want him to be the good guys and everything, but I mean, they attack Braun Strowman, who's the most over guy they have.
They stopped him so he wouldn't win the title. That's what they did. So that is a heel move.
That may have worked on Ryback at the time and got them the face pop and everything, even though they were supposed to be heels then. I don't think it's going to work the same way with Braun Strowman.
DC?
I think the only reason it worked this week was because of where they were coming off of SummerSlam. They had that hot Brooklyn crowd. That was just, I mean, the crowd ate up everything. They ate up when Strowman said he was going to cash in. They ate up when the Shield came out.
Finn Balor being in the main event.
Well, even the way the pay-per-view ended with them throwing the briefcase away and beating up Strowman outside, you know, so that he couldn't cash in as soon as Roman Reigns won.
Quick wrestling logic question though.
Logic, what?
I know. It's gonna be a bad one. So we understand that he can't do the demon all the time. But his demon act was only like 3 minutes long on Sunday, so he didn't use it all up. It didn't go all the way. Why didn't he use the demon against Roman Reigns? Because he doesn't lose as the demon.
That's true. That's a good question. And by the way, I'd love to see the. It was nice to see the demon because everyone was like, "When is he going to do the demon again?" Well, it was a different looking demon, but it definitely was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool, and I definitely gave the pay per view a thumbs up. But it was not like
very
a,
long, still.
Not super double thumbs up, but definitely thumbs up. And we've got definitely looking forward to doing it again. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Luke Harper for coming on. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. You can find us online, be our Facebook friend, go to thepainclinic.net. All our old shows are there. We will see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280. Body slam somebody you love.